Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 687 for Saturday, May 15th, 2021. This is the BGG Page Views edition. Down 2 to 20, Beyond the Sun by Dennis K. Chan, published by Rio Grande Games, with 11,689 views. That is a decline of 1,335, or 10% from last week, but only 46 fewer than last week's number 20. Up 11 to 19, On Mars by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 11,789, 100 more than Beyond the Sun, a gain of 31%. Last week's number 1 tumbles 17 positions down to number 18. My Father's Work by T.C. Petty III, published by Renegade Game Studios, with 13,060, about 1,300 more than On Mars, but a big decline of 68%. This marks the 49th time a number 1 game has missed the top 10 the following week, the last time being just last week, with the second edition of Galaxy Trucker. Also up 11 to 17, Under Falling Skies by Tomas Ulier, published by Czech Games Edition, with 13,180, 120 more than My Father's Work, a gain of 36%. This comes on the strength of winning some Golden Geek Award. Up 3 to 16, Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion by Isaac Childress, published by Cephalofair Games, with 13,781, 601 more than Under Falling Skies, a gain of 9%. After 1 week back in the top 10, down 6 to 15, Spirit Island by R. Eric Roos, published by Greater Than Games, with 13,812, 31 more than Jaws of the Lion, a decline of 15%. Repeating at number 14, not number 3, but number 14 for the third week in a row, Arkham Horror, the Card Game, by Nate French and Matthew Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 14,678. 866 more than Spirit Island, a gain of 28 views, or 0.2%. Down 1 to 13, Gloomhaven by Isaac Childress, published by Cephalofair Games, with 14,753, 75 more than Arkham Horror, a decline of 3%. But this is the first time that Gloomhaven has had fewer than 15,000 views since it entered the top 10 in January of 2017. Entering at number 12, Micro Macro, Crime City, by Johann Sitch, published by Editions Spielweise, Spielwies, and Pegasus Spiele, with 15,975, 1,200 more than Gloomhaven. And jumping 4 up to number 11, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 16,274, 299 more than Micro Macro, a gain of 16%. We have 3 new entries in the top 10. They are all debuts. Falling out are, from 9 to 15, Spirit Island, from 1 to 18, My Father's Work, and from 6, out of the top 100, Vivid Memories. Debuting at number 10, Chronicles of Drunagore, or maybe it is Drunagore, by Daniel Alves and Yuriko Kunya, published by Creative Games Studio, with 16,399, only 125 more than Gloomhaven. But it is almost 1,000 more than last week's number 10. Chronicles of Drunagore's subtitle is Age of Darkness. And it is, quote, and I'm going to quote this directly from the description on BGG, from the blurb on BGG, and from the description on his Kickstarter campaign, which funded in November of 2019 with over $500,000 and is now arriving to backers. And it says, quote, a fully cooperative and strategy board game of tactical combat in a dungeon crawl adventure. That doesn't seem like... That seems like that could be phrased better. But there you go. Down five and ending a six-week run in the top five, including 3 weeks at number one, but this week moving from four to nine, Oath by Cole Wearley, published by Leader Games with 18,199. 1,800 exactly, more than Chronicles of Druenagor, a decline of 14%. And also ending a six-week run in the top five, which included 1 week at number one, after 2 weeks at number five, down three to number eight, Marvel United by Eric M. Lang and Andrea Chiarvesio, published by Come On and Spin Master with 18,673. 474 more than Oath, a decline of 11%. Repeating at number seven, Marvel Champions by Michael Boggs, Nate French, and Caleb Grace, published by Fantasy Flight Games with 21,737. 3,000 more than Marvel United, a gain of 8%, although it holds position. And though I neglected to mention it last week, when it went notched its 53rd week last week, it moved into number 16 on the most weeks list, passing Star Wars Rebellion. Climbing four from 10 to 6, Sleeping Gods by Ryan Lockett, published by Red Raven Games, with 21,850. 113 more than Marvel Champions, a gain of 42%. Down two from 3 to 5, Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf with 24,119, 2,200 more than Sleeping Gods, and a decline of only 150 views, or 0.6%. It is the only game in the top 7 not to have gained views from last week. It didn't lose many. Our second debut is at number 4, Merchant's Cove by Carl von Ostrand with Johnny Pack and Drake Villarreal, published by Final Frontier Games with 26,189. 2,100 more than Dune, a gain of 75%. Last week it was number 13, so it is a 9-position jump. Merchant's Cove is, quote, a highly asymmetrical Euro game where each player assumes the role of a different fantasy merchant with a unique shop, end quote. Down one from 2 to 3, Lost Ruins of Arnak by Min and Elvin, published by Czech Games Edition with 30,532, 4,300 more than Merchant's Cove, and a gain of 16%, but it loses one position. One of those games pushing it down vaults from 8 to 2 in its second week in the top 10, Station Fall by Matt Eklund, published by Ion Game Design, with 35,101, 4,500 more than Lost Ruins of Arnak, and a little more than double what it had last week in the number 8 position. But the other game pushing Lost Ruins of Arnak down is our third debut at number 1, Voidfall. No relation to Station Fall. Voidfall by Nigel Buckle and David Turchi, published by Mind Clash Games with 52,807. Almost 18,000 more than Station Fall, and the most views we've had for a number one game since Stellaris. Or is it Stellaris? back on March 20th. Voidfall, like Stellaris actually, is a 4X space game, although in this case it is combined, quote, with the resource management, tight decisions, and minimum luck gameplay of an economic Euro, unquote. At this point, it has only had an announcement and some advance press. There is no way yet to pre-order or kickstart it. For Saturday, May 15th, 2021.